time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Oscars Day. It's our Oscars special, is it fair to say?
I think it is fair to say. Well, I really get, I love that Oscars
You
vibe.
Get into it, you're a movie chick. And
yes,
I'm going to get your opinion. Are you prepared to walk us through what happened today?
Through the highlights, I've got your back. I've also got your back on last night was the first night of official ratings of television in Australia.
Oh, okay.
We had three big shows up against each other.
Well, this is the going head to head. MAFS, Dancing with the Stars. What else?
Well, My Kitchen Rules on your network, Channel 7.
My Kitchen Rules. It's not ringing a bell.
MKR.
That used to be big.
Well, it's, I don't know. Interesting.
All right,
interesting.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Hey, the weather's gone nuts around the country.
The weather's gone nuts. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I've heard the dams are full in New South Wales. That's what they want. So
they should release them so they run all over the fire-stricken areas.
Exactly.
I'll work it out. Hey, it's a big night in the world of cricket tonight. It's the
Ellen
Border Medal. So we'll try and catch up with someone who walk us through that.
Terrific. Denise Scott. She was in Dancing with the Stars last year, so I wonder if she watched it.
She's a bit lippy. Do you think she's a bit lippy?
You encourage her to be lippy. Let's just put it.
Can't wait to see her. I call bullshit.
Yes, the mags are a bit light on today.
A bit light on. Let you down.
Well, they have let me down.
Not making enough stuff up for your liking.
Not really, no. But I'm going to, don't worry, I'm still going to find some.
All right, you do that.
Things.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. So much more to wade through, but we'll start at the top. Firstly, Dave, there's interest in your life over the weekend.
Oh, well, I went to bed on Saturday night, Jane and Mick.
What time, about 8?
No. It's about 11 o'clock, I think. And there was this jet, like a big jet sort of cruising over our house. So I've got out the Flight Radar app because, I like to track the planes.
I like that app.
Thank you.
And I'm surprised we ended up watching the space station.
It was a brilliant full moon on Saturday night, by the way.
All right, get on with that.
And there was this plane doing circles around my joint, all around the bay, and it was dumping fuel, according to Twitter, and there was an emergency landing at the airport. So I was tracking it. From my bed.
Did it dump fuel on your house?
No, I don't think so. I think it was more out into the
water. That's pretty dire. Was that kept quiet?
It was an A380 too, big one, fully loaded, ready to go to...
I tell you what, it'd come in handy if it dumped fuel over your house.
Why?
Well, I believe you've been up to your old tricks again over
the weekend.
Oh, there was a bit of petrol bingo going on in
what are you talking about? What's that mean?
Okay, so Saturday morning, I had to do the sport run, as a lot of parents around the country will relate to. Saturday sport, you're driving all morning, and because I have twins, one has to be one place, and the other one had to be approximately 120 kilometres away from the other place.
Right.
So I was driving and driving, and when it came to taking people to school this morning, the number on my dial said 7 k's left.
Oh, Jane.
So I put Google Maps in to the boys' school.
How far?
Yes. And
was the light on?
Yes, of course it was.
That's the first indication to get petrol.
I know. Anyway, it was on and I made it to the petrol station with the number 2.
And when you got to school drop-off, you siphoned a tank?
But I had the dog in the car and I was thinking, if I stop. And one of the boys was going to camp and I couldn't. You can't miss the bus.
No, of course.
So that's why I thought, do I stop on the way and quickly fill up or do I not?
Why didn't you fill up last night, though, after dropping the kids?
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Why don't you just get organised?
I get enough of that at home. In fact, I'll get into trouble if anybody at home hears this. That's because someone else was away with you.
Well, while you were dropping kids off and driving around town.
On the weekend, on Saturday you went away.
We chop it into a private golf course and stayed there for the week.
Oh, sounds horrific.
Well, I'm being Mother of the Year.
Chopper was a bit bumpy, the ride. What do you mean?
I was very worried. I thought it was a bit of hashtag Kobe.
How did you know? Jeez. Wishful thinking. What about this?
I did take a photo of you on Friday so I could remember what you looked like. Remember? When you, I said, quickly.
Right. Let me. Yeah, have a look. This could be it.
I said, let me see.
But do you know, there was no phone coverage up there, just in case there was questions asked. But
well, I did try, and I was unsuccessful in getting messages through.
Yeah, Rob was at the other end going, Sorry, line dropping out.
I was a bit quiet on the old communication front.
Well, it's very hard.
Well, is that like the most ingenious man? Oh, it didn't.
It's the best private golf course.
Greg Norman designed this golf course you played at. Now
it's a Greg Norman designed course,
and he must have designed it so that wives couldn't contact their husbands. So there's no. You can't get any...
I'll tell you this for a fact. The no mobiles on course rule has nothing to do with the game or on course safety.
Really?
So you won't be contacted or badgered over
your
the
time.
Next 5 hours.
Because women are just such an earache, aren't they?
How'd you go, though? Did you play
I just remember to pull the tank. Yeah, it was great.
Was it?
I could have won the whole thing.
But you didn't.
Well, it just, the golfing gods weren't running more.
You did a speech, apparently.
Oh. I did a speech. Probably won't be invited back.
Were you respectful to your host?
No. David Evans was my host, and I can't thank him enough.
Well, that's, you're very lucky
wonderful
to play
man.
There.
What a great thing he's done. Yeah. That's another jewel in the Victorian sporting
How
crown.
Can I be a member?
Do you know what? They've got a ladies' day coming up in a couple of weeks. This is your return serve. Get all the girls together. Get on the chopper. Up you go.
If only I could play.
I don't think it's an issue.
What do you mean? That's insulting to the women who can't
play.
Well,
according to last year, as long as you can drink 8 gin and tonics and roll down the bank onto the practice green, you'll
be fine. That sounds like my kind of golf tournament.
You could win that.
I could.
All right, when we come back.
Stand by. Oscars.
You got it. Well, thanks to Makita's range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden range.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Well, this is what it's all about in the world of entertainment. It's the Academy Awards 92.
It's always been a big day for you, hasn't it?
It has.
Because Channel 9 used to, when they had the Oscars, they used to put it on at the...
They just have a party.
They'd have a party and they'd red carpet.
They did.
You'd go along and get blotto at lunchtime.
It was wonderful because you watched the live feed and then you had to wait until you got home to watch it. And
that's
I remember the days when I would say at school, if anybody knows anything about who's won, don't tell me. It was like when you found out a soccer team who's won.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was a surprise every time I saw it.
Now you can tell me what won and I go, what?
Yeah, no.
What film's that?
Yes.
So it
who's
has been,
that?
Well, Australia's Margot Robbie missed out.
Didn't
win any Oscars this year. Mm. That's right. Who cares?
That's
doesn't matter.
She's still tops.
She is great.
We like her a lot. Mm.
So,
the highlight for me?
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
But you just love her anyway. Didn't matter. It wouldn't matter what
she does.
She's
very pretty, and who dressed her?
I don't know.
I wish it was me.
You want to know who undressed her?
Exactly.
She's caught a new boyfriend. I told you, she goes out with a guy from Saturday Night Live.
Damn it. Yeah. So she likes comedians.
Oh, Colin Jost.
Yes, yeah, Colin Jost, right. Behind the news desk.
Right.
So anyway, the opening was terrific.
There's been much hoo-ha. This is the most controversial move in the history of the Oscars, but there's apparently a single tweet now can derail. We live in such a PC woke world that if someone delivered a tweet
15 years ago
that may have been
it'll ruin your career.
That's right. No second chances.
So they've actually gone to the point of saying there will be no hosts.
Mm,
but then they are.
Yes, there are. People step in, and of course we had Steve Martin and Chris Rock. Here they are.
You know, I was thinking today, Chris, that we both have hosted the Oscars before, and this is such an incredible demotion. They don't really have hosts anymore. Why is that? Twitter! A couple of years ago, there was a big disaster here at the Oscars where they accidentally read out the wrong name, and it was nobody's fault, but they have... guaranteed that this will not happen this year because the Academy has switched to the new Iowa caucus app. But what a night!
I don't know, Steve. I'm a little conflicted. You know, I was driving here tonight and seeing the terrible homeless problem in LA.
Thank you, Chris. Somebody star. Oh my God, there's Brad Pitt. It's like looking in a mirror.
And Mahershala Ali's here tonight. Mahershala has two Oscars. You know what that means when the cops pull him over? Nothing. Jeff Bezos is here.
Oh!
Jeff Bezos.
Wow, great actor.
He's got cash. When he writes a check, the bank bounce. Jeff Bezos is so rich, he got divorced, and he's still the richest man in the world. He saw Marriage Story and thought it was a comedy. Steve, do you have anything you want to add about Mr. Bezos?
No, I like getting my packages on time. And Marty Scorsese is here somewhere. Where is he? genius. Wow.
Marty, I got to tell you, I love the first season of The Irishman. So many great directors nominated this year.
I don't know, Chris. I thought there was something missing from the list this year.
Vaginas?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Hey, there you go. Ford versus Ferrari is nominated. I got to tell you, I got a Ford, I got a Ferrari. It ain't even close. That's like Halle Berry versus gum disease.
Cynthia Erivo is here tonight.
Yes. Cynthia did such a great job in Harriet hiding black people that the Academy got her to hide all the black nominees. Is Eddie Murphy under this stage?
I think how much the Oscars have changed in the past 92 years. Back in 1929, there were no black acting nominees.
No. And now in 2020, we got one.
Yeah. Amazing growth. Well, we've had a great time not hosting tonight.
Very good.
So that's great writing. Yeah, it's really funny. I'll just go through some of the highlights of which one. Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Feature
Film.
It's
a good film.
Yep. It's a good film.
It's one of the ones I like to watch with the boys.
Mm. Yep.
Anything from Pixar.
Now, I thought of you when this was one of the last results. The Best Original Song went to Elton John and God. Bernie Taupin. They got up and that was for a song from Rocket Man that they wrote. Taika Waititi.
What do you mean? All those songs were written for Rocket Man like years ago. They're on his albums.
You're so tedious. You clearly haven't seen the film.
I talk about tedious. You know what's tedious?
What?
Imagine having to go to his after party. Because he's always thrown an after party, an Oscar's after party.
He's a generous host.
Oh, man.
And one day I look forward to going to one of his parties.
You'd have to sit there and clap as
I would happily sit there and adoringly and clap. Taika Waititi didn't win Best Director. I'll get to that in a minute. But he did win Best Adapted Screenplay for Jojo Rabbit. If you haven't seen that film, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm going to come back with some more Oscar chit-chat after
and
this.
And the winner.
The winner.
You're not going to give the winner away
not
right
yet.
Now?
We'll get,
stick around.
We'll come back. Done.
This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
It's Logies. It's not Logies.
It's
better than that. It's Oscar time.
It's Oscars where it's a great hit out for the comedians. We saw Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes.
Yep.
We saw those Chris Rock
and Steve Martin.
But it's always
when
a
comic comes out and they're A-plus comics. When
and by the way, we
don't
say this every year, but there's never no category for comedy.
See, this is driving me mad. All the clips for all Best Actor and all that. It's shouting, someone crying, someone who's deformed. It's so easy to do, and no one respects a comic.
But they're the first to be asked to come and entertain
there
the crowd on the night.
Oh, come on, entertain us.
Here's a good hit out. Is it from...
This is Julia Louis-Dreyfus
and
Will Ferrell.
Because Julia Louis-Dreyfus and I have made multiple films and have had an enormous amount of experience on film sets, we certainly understand the importance, indeed the primacy, of the role of the cinematographer to film.
Not only does the cinematographer prepare the meals for the crew and cast. It is also the cinematographer who knocks on your trailer door to let you know that it is time to get to the set to create magic.
And it is the cinematographer and only the cinematographer who is waiting patiently for you in that golf cart to travel you to set.
Oh, how splendid, then, to honor these unsung cinematic heroes.
What? Wait, I'm sorry, I'm being told...
What?
That is not the role of the cinematographer.
Oh.
And it has something to do with camera.
Ah, who is talking to you?
I have no idea.
They
just gave me an earpiece backstage. Do you not have an earpiece?
Hello? Hello? No, I don't think anything is in there.
Oh. Okay.
Here are the nominees.
Oh, that's funny.
Just so we're all aware, cinematography is where the rubber meets the road in filmmaking.
Right.
It's the guy who actually operates the camera that produces the pictures. And it's got to the point now where they were trying to put it out of the Oscars. The actual, put it into the daylight package. Come the next day.
Yeah, let's rip through this because we really just want to go.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
It's incredible.
Let you know that Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story. Kill me now. Just quietly. Renee Zellweger won for Best Female Lead in Judy.
That was on a platter. That's a laboratory built to win
Absolutely Academy laboratory.
Well done, everybody.
A laboratory built.
The other one who was supposed to win, did he win?
Who was that? Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah,
he did.
He did.
Well, let's have a listen.
Now, you're not a fan. You are.
No, I don't mind his acting. He's an actor. He's got up on stage and he's done the banging on.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about world peace. I am above everyone else.
I know more than you.
I am a good person now because I'm an actor and I've got
did
this forum. Oh, yeah. This is a tiny bit. No. He banged on for so long I lost interest. But this is the bit that made my ears prick up.
I think that we've become very disconnected from the natural world. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby. Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. We can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment.
Blah, blah, blah. Hey,
cows were designed to be eaten.
Yeah. Now thank all the crew, the director, the screenwriter that gave you that role, perhaps.
Why would he even bother at that point in time?
What is wrong with these people?
Why do you think you can lecture an entire...
Why do I need to listen to Joaquin Phoenix, who, on admission in that speech, said, I've had some pretty bad times in my day. Yes, you have. You're a nut job, mate. I don't want to listen to you. Let's just
have
a listen.
That's the wrong way.
Here's the right way to do one. The film that won Best Film is actually a Korean film. And
Parasite?
Yeah, it's called Parasite. The producer of Parasite was on stage, and here's her delightful speech.
Hi, everybody. I really like to thank director Bong. I like everything about him. His smile, his crazy hair, the way he talks, the way he walks. And the fact is he can be really making fun of himself and he never takes himself seriously. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. So that is the way to do it. And she did thank all the right people and the people of Korea for helping the industry and going to see the film.
We might play the whole thing a little later because it's pretty funny.
It's really
and her
lovely.
Brother.
And her brother. I just wanted to thank her brother too. So let's just hear also Bong Joon-ho, who was the director of the film, won Best Director. Here's just the final bit of his speech.
카테고리 이름이 바뀌었잖아요. Foreign Language에서 International로 이름이 바뀌었는데.
The category has a new name now from Best Foreign Language to Best International Feature Film. I'm so happy to be its first recipient under the new name.
Thank you and yeah, I'm ready to drink tonight. So. Until next morning. Thank you. 너무 감사합니다. 그리고 예, 그 어렸을 때 제가 항상 가슴에 새겼던 말이 있었는데 영화 공부할 때 가장 개인적인 것이 가장 창의적인 것이다. 그 말을 하셨던 분이 누구였냐면 제 책에서 읽은 거였지만.
Thank you so much. When I was young,
yes, I can. I speak Korean. He's just ordering some bulgogi beef to have some kimchi and also bibimbap, which is his favorite Korean dish that he's going to have after he drinks all night.
I like it. Well done, everybody.
All right. More entertainment report to come after this.
I want to do this. Now, I didn't watch any of this stuff.
I've watched for you because I knew you wouldn't. I watched Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I watched Married at First Sight.
Here we go.
I'm going to have a chat about the two.
Right after this. Stay around.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott's going to join us in the second hour. Song Whisperer a little later as well. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
It's all happening. We've just done the Entertainment World's Night of Nights, but there's another Night of Nights in the
just
world
as
of
big.
Sport. And it's for Australian cricket. It's the Australian Cricket Awards where the top award is the Allan Border Medal, of course, and it's always fiercely contested. named after one of the greatest cricket captains this country's ever had. And once you're captain of Australia, you really
well, that's
have.
It. There's no bigger. There's no bigger achievement, we think, in the world.
That's how it goes. And we've got the bloke himself on the line now, the great Alan Border. How are you, Alan?
I'm going very well, thanks, Mick.
That's good.
Have you got your tux all ready?
I have all pressed, ready to go.
Is it rude if I ask, do you organise that or does somebody else sort that out for you?
No. I've got a black suit that I wear once a year.
You dust it off and bring it out. It's probably sitting That's in your right. kit bag for most of the year. Yep. Now, have you ever had any trouble getting into your own award, Alan? Because we had a call to our show and I want to play it. I want to see if you recall this particular incident one day at the Cricket Awards.
Well, my husband works at Crown Casino. And this particular night he was doing the door at the Alan Border Medal.
Yep.
So checking everyone's passes and whatnot. So Alan Border walks up, goes to just walk in. My husband stops him and goes, hang on a minute, where's your pass? Alan Border's like, I don't have one, this is my medal.
Do you recall that incident?
I do recall that. It was quite embarrassing.
That's hilarious.
Well, it had a happy ending.
Now, I had a happy ending. I did make it. Yeah.
You did make it, and you did present it. Who do you think you'll be presenting it to this year?
Yeah, look, it's fairly open this year because there's been so many good performances, which is a good thing. Steve Smith, obviously, is one. Warner would be another one. He's had a pretty good 12 months.
Yes.
Paddy Cummins?
Paddy Cummins, I reckon he's a real chance.
My money's on him.
Yeah, I reckon those would be the three favourites. And it's just always hard to remember all the different games that have gone on over the last 12 months. So, but it's been a good 12 months for Australian cricket, so that's a good thing.
It's funny for me. I don't know, call me old school, Alan, but the only results I ever seem to remember are Test cricket results. If you ask me who won the Tri Series in February, I couldn't tell you.
You're a purist.
I'm old school.
You're a Test cricket man.
I'm a stickler.
I like that.
Yeah.
I am indeed. Now, Alan, talk us through the night. Just give us an insight, if you could, lift the skirts on what happens in the room on the night. Mm. You're sitting on the table. There's some great partners floating around. There's also
big for the chicks because now the dresses and all that is a highlight of the evening for the cricketing wives.
But are you allowed to have a couple? It's not like the Brownlow where they most of them are still playing. I would have thought it could get a bit loose.
No, look, I have recurring nightmares about doing something stupid like that.
Is there a particular incident that stands out?
No. I haven't done anything bad yet, and I plan not to.
Do you particularly relax when the night's over and you're just like, phew, I got out of that one again, so it's all right?
That's right. That's when I can sort of relax and enjoy it a bit more. But
Where's the trouble likely to come from?
Whose table?
I remember Michael Slater jumped up on stage one year with Jimmy Barnes.
He did a Kanye West. He actually ran onto the stage. That's my all-time highlight.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Is it still a buzz when you walk into a room and it's the medal is also that very special medal is named after yourself?
It is very much so. There's a little bit of embarrassment that goes with it as well, but I really enjoy the night. It's good when I can bring my kids down occasionally and my better half's always here, so it's always a good night.
That is a fantastic thing, and I think that's what I like about industry nights. People go to us, why do you go to the Logies sometimes? Because, they're not held in the highest regard most of the time. And you go, I get to see everyone I like.
Yeah.
I get to hang out in a room with people who
do the same thing
who
as
ply
you.
The same craft as I do.
And have put in the hard yards as well.
And if I get up on stage drunk, people expect it. So it's no surprise. Hey, B, any boil overs? Have you got a nap bet? Can Marcus Labuschagne win anything?
He might win Test Match Player of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah. Might just sneak in there.
You'd take that one, wouldn't you?
I think so.
What a game changer he's been, hasn't he, to really stiffen up that middle order. He just came out of nowhere.
Well, that's right. I mean, I should know him better, being a young Queensland lad, but he's just come from nowhere, as you said. And, that lofty praise from Sachin Tendulkar over the last couple of days, that's the stratosphere he's in now, which is extraordinary from where he was, say, 18 months ago. It's just
it's been a great season. And people can watch the Australian Cricket Awards. They'll be broadcast live on 7, Mate and Fox, 5:01 from 7 p.m. tonight.
And I just want to say it's fun to watch Test cricket again. We've kind of batted out a bit of a bad one. We've got a Test team we can really follow, and a culture which seems to be all kicking in the right direction. It's all good news,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Justin Langer's done a great job, and yes. Tim Payne as well. So we're back on track.
Thanks for giving us your time, and good luck with your bow tie tonight.
Have a couple of looseners. Yeah. Get in a fight. Do something.
Yeah, a couple of looseners. I'll do that. That's
for sure. Good on you, Alan. Thanks for your time, mate.
The great Alan Border.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott's coming up in about 15, 20 minutes
Excellent
from now.
Excellent news.
Yeah. She was former Dancing with the Stars, was she not?
Yes,
she wasn't very good, though, was she? A bit clumpy.
I beg your pardon?
She was a bit clumpy.
Well, you can say that to her again. She doesn't like it when you're down on her.
She would have been good at, like, the jitterbug or something like that.
Charleston.
Which she would have
I know why you're saying that. Don't be quiet.
Would have done a lot great.
Well, it was. Dancing with the Stars was on last night. It was the first official night of 2020 ratings. And Channel 9 won.
Handsomely.
Yes, Married at First Sight had 1 million viewers, 1.09. Grand Designs on ABC. Oh, my God, I don't know how people can still sit through that show. At 599,000. These people say they build their house, right, and they have somebody come and film it. They're always over budget. It takes 2 years longer to build, and they always break up the marriage. That's what happens in the end. It's a nightmare. That was how it generally goes.
Are the designs any good?
Yes, they are interesting.
Well,
then they sell
so
the house.
Down, why so down
because
on it?
it's everything's rigged. It doesn't feel real enough to me. I'd say
sounds
they do
like
it.
Someone's building a house, and it could be over budget.
Interesting. Painting a real picture here.
It's not real.
All right.
Too
close to home for your liking, is it?
Oh, my God. They're the most annoying couples you could ever see in your life who go on those shows.
But most of them are pretty happy with themselves.
Very.
They're happy
smug.
With their house, and look at what I've done. And it's so special.
They are. Dancing the Stars did 593,000. That was a bit down on
now,
last
year. What's that like? Is that respectable? Or?
Well, I think they'd be a little bit disappointed because the same time last year, it did 804,000. But everything's changing
a
little bit.
Is the little fella still hosting? What's his name?
Grant.
Grant Denyer. And Amanda Keller. They do a great job.
They do.
They got around.
Can I ask you about Ed Cavalier?
Yes.
Because he's on this network, this broader network.
He is on this network.
Never struck me as a hoofer.
Not really.
And still doesn't.
How'd he go?
No, what? God bless Ed. He was Fred Astaire. He was looking very dapper. Mm-hmm. It must be so stressful. I was very nervous for him.
Dancing.
Celia Piccola was on as well.
Oh. How'd she go?
She was terrific.
Right,
we'll get to her.
Back to Ed, because this is going to be great fun and everyone paying attention, because he's going to get filleted.
He totally is, and deservedly so. But he had his partner in crime on radio, Dave Hughes.
Dave Hughes.
Had a cameo at the very end.
Oh, right.
And I think, rightly, and we saw Dave before, didn't we, in this building.
Yes.
Hey, I said, I saw you on Dancing with the Stars last night. He goes, I thought I did a favour for her, and he slagged me off because it was just a tiny bit at the end. And Ed saying, would you please thank my wonderful friend and co-host? Oh, what's her name? It's just the woman he called her. Who's that woman from UK's Got Talent that they say Dave looks like?
Susan Boyle.
He goes, would you please thank Susan Boyle? Dave's gone, what? And then he gave him a slap whack about three more times. So they're going to be fighting.
As long as Dave didn't dance on Dancing with the Stars.
No, he didn't, because we saw enough of him. We saw enough of him dancing.
There's some of the saddest footage I've seen on network TV.
Go and look it up. It's fantastic.
But if you have a look, they used to cut Dave out. It's like Elvis. You don't film him from the waist down.
Chloe Latanzi, you know who she is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's my friend, Olivia Newton-John's.
Yes, Olivia was
daughter.
In the audience.
Was she?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay. You know what? And then at the end, Chloe was really emotional. I started crying because her mum was so proud
of her. You started crying at Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Your life, you need to have a good look at yourself.
No, because Olivia was going, imagine if that was my child. I'd be so happy for them. Christian Wilkins is Richard Wilkins' son. He's off the planet brilliant.
Really? Yeah.
Completely over the top, confident,
because you know Richard's
wild.
Got a massive wang.
What has that got to do with dancing?
Oh,
I'm talking about his son.
Yeah, but his son might too. Do they
even
do they,
say
do they
that?
Wear like tight leotards?
Actually, he did
something?
Have a very tight leotard
Hello.
On in one spot.
And it's there.
Dammy Im.
Pitching a tent, is
Dammy Im, you know, the lovely singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to do a little bit of work.
Oh, not happy with this.
It was, but Celia Piccola, congratulations, Celia. You were fantastic. As was
what did she dance? Dance the.
She danced to Juice by Lizzo.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Yeah. You would know that
when
one.
When do they
wouldn't
do the Pasadoble? That's all I can.
That's coming up.
Can you do like a guest dance or something?
Like a, yeah. Cameo.
Do you know if you say that? I'll do everything in my power to have you do that. Anyway, that was that show. Married at First Sight,
hold
of course,
the
was
phone.
On.
Oh, we're going to do this on the other side.
I'll come back with some married
We're going to come back
updates.
With some Married at First Sight and get the
Song Whisperer
up and running. I'm worried about today. I reckon today we're going to draw a blank. Well, I think
you're right.
I don't think
I trust my audience.
There's some tickets to Faith No More, by the way.
Faith
joking.
No More?
How's that? First time in 23 years as a headline tour for the Song Whisperer. Yeah, that's coming up a little later. But right now, it's Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Wow. I love this.
Two tries.
Well, I'd like to hear the Song Whisperer get on this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There was a musical moment last night
on what?
Married at First Sight.
So you're saying over a million people, they're hooked again.
Yep.
Is this, just quickly, before you, specifics,
yep.
Is it you're good at this? Is it shaping up? Will this be as good as last season?
I don't think so. Oh, no, actually, I don't know. I'm still giving it a crack. And they're still finding loonies. Don't worry. Right. They actually found a mother last night who, for the first time, when her daughter said, I'm going to go and get married.
Yes.
And the mother said, who to, instead of complete strange, she goes, you're not going on that show, are you?
Right.
Married at First Sight. She actually named it, which has been driving me mad when they've got a full film crew in there.
By the way, you know they don't get married.
Yeah.
You know that, don't you?
I'll just keep moving on. The mother.
Why call it Married at First Sight if you're not going
to
get married?
Let me get back to Connie's mother, Rena. Rena said, I can't stand that show. I think it's ridiculous. It's catty and bitchy. Yes, there is no show if it's not catty and bitchy, Rena. Anyway, there's another couple. There was more weddings last night.
Right, well, fake weddings.
Not, more fake weddings
I
last night.
I have to keep pointing out because people.
Okay, so you know when your parents might have embarrassed you in the past? Well, my children know that all the time. They tell me to be quiet when I'm in a lift. Apparently I talk too loudly in an elevator even. So
true.
I sympathised with this.
Turn your mic down a bit.
I sympathised with this young man last night. He's Ivan, or Ivan, as he calls himself. He's Ukrainian. He's always been a bit irritated by his mum and dad, particularly his mother.
Sounds like a war criminal.
Ivan.
Ivan from the Ukraine.
He looks like.
I'd be having a good look at his papers.
Well, first of all, he's a guy.
Ivan the Terrible.
He's one of those idiots who wears no socks.
Oh.
You know, short pant and no socks.
Is that going to pass soon?
I hope so. That's a bad look.
Fitzy had the other day on Friday.
He's a fashion victim. He'd pop on pantaloons if you saw it in the paper.
So we'll just pass the drive-by for our boss, Fitzy, there. Let's park that. This is what happened. The guy is feeling ill because his mother has been threatening to sing. And let's have a listen, because she does get up and sing, and he cracks
it. At the fake wedding?
At the fake wedding reception. Have a listen.
If I can please have your attention.
Whoa, 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 what's going on here?
Now we have a very special performance from the beautiful mother of the groom.
Ivan and Alexandra, this special song is for the two of you.
Do you mind if I leave?
No.
I swear to God.
I'm not letting you. Some of you know that I do like performing. Come and stand by Alexandra.
No.
Just stand up.
You're embarrassing yourself,
come on.
Mate.
One, two, birds call down from the sky every time.
Love. How?
Hey, we'll finish it there. Can I just tell you something horrendous?
What?
I have sung that song at a friend's wedding.
At a wedding?
Yep, I've sung it.
You're like the drunk uncle.
But I was smashed when I sang it. I almost started stripping. Because I was so drunk by the time I got to sing.
You should go on the next season. Married at First Sight. Can I just say, the funniest line in that whole thing is a bloke who's agreed to go on television and be involved in a fake marriage as a groom go, oh, Mum, you're embarrassing yourself on national television. Really? Really?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Hey, guys, coming up in the next hour, of course, our good friend Denise Scott and we'll have some, we might have some, I call bullshit.
Oh, yeah, we might. Yeah, I've got a little
bit. First,
with Jay, the Song Whisperer. Yeah.
It's time. How many weeks have we been doing this? One?
Two weeks.
It's
just gone through a few songs.
Are you already walking down memory lane?
I love it. It drives them bonkers out there in radio land, in their cars and at home and their workplaces. They sit around. It's a head scratcher. They try and get it. you've come up with something. I don't believe this one will be got because it's just not
difficult.
On the radar. It's difficult, and the synopsis is quite nutty. Okay, but for those who care to have a crack,
whoever wants
here
to
we
play,
go.
Listen.
A superstitious man questions his tenacity, his courage, and his resilience. He asks questions based on the experiences of others and contemplates his ability to match those who have had to overcome the toughest of circumstances.
Okay.
Ultimately, the man doesn't resolve his quandaries and settles for optimism and hope that he'll do the right thing when the time comes.
Always look on the bright side of life. Is
it? No, it's not.
Sometimes when we touch.
Also not correct.
California Dreaming.
No.
Dave, can't have a crack.
Ridiculous.
Is it the Carpenters?
We've only just begun.
No, not the Carpenters.
All right. Phones aren't ringing. See, that's there you go.
1-333-553.
Get on board. We're going to go to the news. When we come back, we might give out the clue again.
Sure.
Good idea.
Just before Denise, we'll run it by
it's a head scratcher.
See if she can get
somebody
it.
Will
it's a
get
great song.
Somebody will get
and
it.
And if you do get
song.
It right, we'll get your tickets to Faith No More playing across Australia
baby.
As well. Tickets on sale Wednesday.
See you there.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Denise Scott is on her way. She's
excellent
close.
News.
She should be here very shortly.
Fantastic.
We'll catch up with her.
We have got I Call BS
snippets
that I'm going to read out. And there is another update to Dancing with the Stars about some diva behaviour behind the scenes.
Oh, baby.
I love
Let's
stuff
Let's get to
like
the bottom
that.
Of that.
Yes.
We will also maybe check in with an expert from the Bureau of Meteorology regarding the crazy weather. We'll just see if we get there or
it's
not.
It's pretty
but
bonkers,
wherever
isn't it?
You are in the country right now, it's off the charts.
It is.
I don't know what the hell's going on. It's Armageddon,
people.
I
think we do know.
We do know what's going on, but yes, no one seems to be able to bring themselves
That's
to admit
right.
it. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but before we do that, we're going straight into the Song Whisperer.
Yes.
And we're going to wade through this because it's going to take a long time today.
This absolutely stumped me, and I was just saying, it's a bit like working out a cryptic crossword. You either can zone into it or not.
Yeah.
So that must be the genius behind you, Song Whisperer.
People are picking up on the vibe.
Yeah, or not, because I doubt they'll get this, but go. Have a go. Read out the synopsis again, please.
A superstitious man questions his tenacity, his courage, and his resilience. He asks questions based on the experiences of others and contemplates his ability to match those who have had to overcome the toughest of circumstances. Ultimately, the man doesn't resolve his quandaries and settles for optimism and hope that he'll do the right thing when the time comes.
Okay, so let's take as many calls as we can to try get through.
Yeah, sure. Okay, hello,
Philip.
Hi there, how are you going?
Yeah, Philip, what do you think it is?
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh.
I saw them live.
So did I.
Saw them live at the MCG?
Yeah, we lost our car. We couldn't find it for
about 4 hours.
Wasn't
allowed to go see Kiss at Waverley, but Mum allowed me to go and see Simon and Garfunkel.
See, there's a bit of nerd in you.
No, it was not in me. Nerd in my mum.
Yeah. Is that
Thanks, Mum.
Not
it.
No, it's not, Philip.
John.
Hello, John. What do you think it is?
Oh, this is
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very
this seems
good.
Well researched.
Very
this
good.
Answer.
I think it might be Real Men by Joe Jackson.
Great song.
Oh, I love that song. Go round again.
Yeah, this is my karaoke song.
Is it?
Oh my God! You've got about 1,000 karaoke songs.
No, at the moment, they change all the time.
Is that correct, Song Whisperer?
Lots of questions from Joe Jackson, but not the correct song.
Oh. All right. Phil.
Yes.
Okay, you think you've got
Phil's
an idea?
On the tour.
No.
Phil, you're on speaker.
I'm on headphones, mate. I'm working.
Oh,
you're multitasking.
It's all right. We'll hurry it up so you don't get busted.
Yeah. No, I work for myself, mate, so the only one going to bust me is me.
All right.
Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun.
Oh.
Walking on the Sun. Might as well be walking on the sun. What's the link there? What pushed you in that direction?
Just the lyrics. He's never been tested. If he was, he'd think he'd pass.
Did you mention the sun?
No sun, not Smash
Mouth. Not Smash Mouth.
Oh, sorry, Phil.
We're not even close. This is unbelievable.
We're not going to get there. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
Yeah, give us a crack. Give it a crack.
Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
Kryptonite.
Do you know that one, Dave?
Dave.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good Triple M song.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Quite minor key.
No.
Ah.
Song Whisperer, you lead us a merry dance every day. Okay, we'll just take one before. Let's tell you one more before we go to the break.
Okay.
Adrian, just have a go, mate, and see how you go.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, what do you got?
It's got to be The Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Oh, my God, I haven't heard that song for so long.
I wouldn't know how that goes.
What? Hang on.
Wouldn't be it, would it?
Wait, let me just have a look. Why do you think?
Did you just buzz it out?
Because Superstitious, he said never had to knock on wood, and then at the end he's... I think it just all makes sense. It kind of popped into my head.
Song Whisperer?
Correct.
What?
No,
Adrian,
you got it.
You're amazing. Hang on. I think that is quite an out. I've seen quite a few callers.
A couple queued up.
Yeah.
Queued up after you. You were the first one through with the correct answer, and you are all freaks if you knew that answer.
Yeah, nuts.
The impression that I get by the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, a superstitious man questions his tenacity, and he asks, have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? And then he bangs on for a bit. Then he says, you ever had the odds stacked up so high you need a strength most don't possess? He says, I'm afraid what I might find out. I've never had to knock on wood.
Oh, yeah, superstition. Yeah.
I'm glad I haven't yet. That's the impression that I get.
Two tickets to Faith No More, by the way, there, Adrian. They're coming to Australia.
I'm disappointed. It's good on you, Adrian.
We did not think anyone would get that.
It's amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gee, it's amazing what goes on in the world. I'm a bit disappointed it's gone off. So I've got one.
Have you?
That I don't think anyone will get.
Oh, you're going to do it.
And will people ring in throughout the show?
All right.
We've got Denise Scott coming up shortly.
Okay. All right, so this is just your fun one.
I'm having a go. I just thought, whilst you have all the fun, that's a song that we could possibly play on this station.
Okay.
A man is bored one weekend afternoon. He expresses his disdain of the numerous options available to him. He's also remorseful for some of his previous behaviour. His hormone-induced tunnel vision leads him to believe the only thing that can ease his melancholy is a picnic consisting of simple fare, followed by public acts of sexual intercourse in a motor vehicle.
What?
133353. If you think you know it, we'll take your first call.
All right.
It's going to be a tough one. Hey,
that is very cryptic, Mick.
It's a head-scratcher.
Okay.
In the meantime, can we play the Mighty Boss Stones?
Let's go to the Mighty Boss Stones.
You got it. And Denise Scott to join us in a moment.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Denise Scott not far away, but it's Mick.
I believe she's in the building. She's changed. I mean, that's Denise. Showbiz antics. No, 5 years ago, that would never have happened.
I'm going to say Denise is here now. You can't sit there and not.
And I was just looking from one to the other going, whose game do I play here? Am I here? Am I not?
We're not officially introduced yet. So.
All right. Well, I'll back off. Excuse me while I back out.
Well, because we like to play you an opener, and we want to get that underway. We've got a bit of business to do first.
Well, do your business.
Yes, all right.
All right. Or would you like just to play your opener now so then you can contribute freely?
All right. Let's play the opener.
Hold on, you're running the show.
Last time Denise Scott joined us, she let us in on her
ruptured baker's cyst. And no, that's not something you get at Baker's Delight. But
baker's cyst.
It's a swelling behind the knee.
It is a modern thing. It sounds like it's back in the plague era or something. You know when that...
sounds very...
She's got the baker's cyst.
Please welcome back one of our show faves, Denise Scott.
You happy now? There it is. You're introduced.
Yeah, you asked for it. No, you didn't. You were being very polite, and you didn't know who had more power, Mick or myself. And then you ended up looking at me, and I ruled the roost.
Well, it is. You're like a matriarch. You're like Mama Soprano.
Well, that's not a bad thing, is it? I'm happily be the matriarch,
She was a tyrant.
Yeah, and the problem is...
I went back to my baker's sister.
That was
hilarious.
Well, Mick, how is the baker's sister?
It's much improved. Thank you for asking. A man in the lift asked me too. I didn't know who.
Was it why you were late?
Yes, I had to hobble along from the tram stop.
You had to get off the tram. You were met by a wheelchair. like Grant Hackett style, and then you were brought into the building. Well, can we? We'll get to you in just one moment.
Because you know we're playing
business.
This game.
I heard as I came
and
in.
Mick has read out a very cryptic clue to what this song is.
We've got some people who think they understand it. Here it is once more, and then we'll take the calls.
Okay.
This is the song synopsis. A superstitious man. Oh, no, it's Mighty Mighty Boss.
Oh, for God's sakes. You're in control for once, and you stuff it up.
All right, here we go. Hey, a man is bored one weekend afternoon. He expresses his disdain of the numerous options available to him. He's also remorseful for some of his previous behaviour. His hormone-induced tunnel vision leads him to believe the only thing that can ease his melancholy is a picnic consisting of simple fare followed by public acts of sexual intercourse in a motor vehicle.
Hang on, let me look. That is your private journal.
Here we go. We're going to take some calls. John, you think you know what it is?
I'll have a crack.
Yeah, go for it.
I reckon it might be heaven's in the backseat of my Cadillac. Hot chocolate.
Heaven's in the backseat. Hello. No. I've not heard that for ages, and that is funky.
But it is like a Motown version of the song I'm thinking of.
Oh, that's got really? The Baker's
no, not right.
that's, what would you do to that with that's Dancing on the Stars?
That's got you out of your seat, Denise.
No, Ernie.
Sorry. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, how are you going?
What do you think that song is?
After re-listening to the cryptic clues, I think I've got it wrong, but I had Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
That's a horrible song about a fatality in a car and very sad endings.
But does anybody have sex in it?
Bit of necrophilia.
I don't know. Thank you, Ernie. You're a bit on the wrong track there. Let's go to Nathaniel. Hello, Nathaniel.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Is it Written in the Back of the Ute by Rodney Rood?
Oh!
Hang on.
So close.
Close, it's, but no cigar.
It's Written in the Back of the Ute, but it's not Rodney Rood.
Sorry, Nathaniel. You've got your comics mixed up. Hello, Richie.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah. What is it, Richie? Crack?
Is it Written in the Back of the Ute by Australia's poet laureate, Kevin Bloody Wilson? Written in the Back of the Ute.
You'd pop this on in the boudoir, wouldn't you, Denise? When it's
well, I know that. Well, yes, you've won, Richie. Congratulations.
Hold on, Richie. What does he win?
He's got Brick Lane Brewing bringing you quality independent craft beer. You've got a case coming your way. So enjoy
that. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well done, Richie. Well nailed.
I feel ashamed as a comedian. I feel like I haven't.
I can't reach
those guys.
Why haven't you written a Rude song?
No, I probably have, but I can't remember.
That should be our national anthem. I have no All Rise, Rooting in the Mag of the Year.
I can't believe how much I know of that song. Denise, that you just said, would this be a romantic song for you to play? Is it your wedding anniversary coming up?
We've had it.
You've had it? How many years have you been married?
Well, we never got married.
Oh, well, how many years have you been together?
Have an anniversary, if you know what I mean.
And I know you've got your cutlery.
We celebrate.
You've got your cutlery.
How many?
39
years.
39 years. Yeah, 39. And
Mick, why you don't look very impressed?
Oh, well, you get less for murder.
Oh, boomity bang, Kevin Bloody Wilson.
And seven
and
of those
that.
Were very happy.
Were you a Rodney Rood or a Kevin Bloody Wilson?
I was neither.
Have you ever done a gig with either of
them? I thought you were going to say I had sex in the back of a Rood. Oh, no, the back of a Ute, not Rood. Well,
you've never had sex with either of them.
I look, things happened years ago in the comedy scene and we like to keep it quiet what went on in the green room.
Something tells me they're not in your wheelhouse.
Not in the last 39 years.
No, 39 years with John.
Fantastic, good on you. That is quite an achievement.
Do you remember, is there a day that you remember, is it the first kiss or the first Written in the Back of the Ute that you commemorate?
Get out of here. It was the second. Never forget it.
Do you know what I did? Sometimes when I do stand-up, I ask people, like, how long they've been married. And so someone will say, 5 years and then 10 years. And then gets up to footies, and everyone starts clapping. Like, just going, oh, Jesus, what an achievement. Imagine that. Yep. Imagine being married to the same person. Like, people really do go, Jesus, that's
Yes, they do. They assume that you like one another.
Yeah,
you know, they assume there's happiness in that marriage.
You're saying that's not necessarily...
No, but no, I must admit, yesterday, John and I, we slept in. Because, you know, we haven't got kids, we haven't got parents.
Kids anymore. They've left home.
Oh, no, yeah, they've gone. Yeah. And we haven't got parents. We've got nothing to live for. You know what I mean? So we sleep in. We don't worry about getting up or anything. And John looked at me and said, oh, it's our anniversary. And I went, is it? And then we just looked at one another. Like, I'm in bed in my flannelette pyjamas. John's got his old T-shirt on. And
it's rock and roll T-shirt.
And we looked at one another and we just said, well, I'm not going to say that, but an expletive, just stared at one another and just kept repeating that expletive, which I'll replace with, God, God, 39 years, God, and couldn't believe it, like, we're hairy and skin's gone funny and we're
but you're much friends.
Got a baker's sister.
Yeah. I've got a baker's sister.
Don't remind her.
And John said, you know, do you want to go to a movie? And I went, nah. And then he said, we've got some champagne in the fridge. And I said, do you want one? I went, nah, because I never drink. I said, I haven't drunk it in 39. What? Then he said, what about I make you an Aperol Spritz? So there's this big, we have a bucket of Aperol Spritz and toast.
What are you, on schoolies week or something?
But honestly, you're my role models. That's what we aspire to. No,
and was there any special anniversary?
Oh, no, that's very private.
Well, this is the thing, because we were going to go to a movie. Yeah. And so we're still, it's 4 in the afternoon, still in our pyjamas. John's got the sarong on. And the and John said, do you still want to go to the movie? And I went, nah. And I said, to be honest, I want to go back to bed.
Yeah.
And he said, me too.
Oh, did he get the wrong signal from you?
No, absolutely not. Oh. How could he possibly get that signal? We just went back to bed, and within seconds we're like having a nap.
I love it.
We love to hear that.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yes.
It's well done.
Wonderful news.
This should be a march for you and the year for getting through all that. We'll be back with more Denise in just a moment.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Denise Scott in studio as well.
Hey, but can I just ask quickly off the bat, did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
I did watch
it. Because you can watch now as an expert. You can sit in a room full of people and go, oh, idiots.
Of course, Denise, you were on last year.
Well, I was triggered when I
watched
it.
Well, I can imagine. I was thinking of you last night.
I bet you were. I mean, I was
nervous.
There's my friend, Celia Piccola. Yep. Well, you know, comedian, colleague.
How'd she go?
Well,
she was very good.
Excellent. But she danced the cha-cha-cha, which is what I famously did last year and scored the 9 in total.
Which
one
is
judge giving me
not,
a 1.
Yeah. 9's not great.
9's very, very bad.
But in fairness, I thought that guy was a dick and you should have got higher.
Yeah, okay. But we have to move on. That was a year ago.
But Celia?
I have to let it go. Celia was excellent. In fact, I really disliked her.
Actually,
for
you put
it
out a
because
tweet
she was
today.
So good.
Yeah, you said, given that last year I scored a 1 on Dance with the Stars for my cha-cha-cha, I was pretty confident Celia Piccola couldn't do worse. But good grief, did she have to be so brilliant? My God, she was freaking fabulous. So insensitive of her.
Yeah, you want to make, you know, you want someone to go worse than
you.
No,
you don't. Yeah, that's right. That's why you watch that show. Yeah. You want to see celebrities make idiots of themselves. Yeah. So if she's swinging, if she's going to skate
and
through,
no one got a 1.
Who's going to lose it? Who's got your caliber?
Not Denise's caliber.
I beg your pardon.
No one's.
I had
a lovely personality. Get out.
And you're wonderful.
And, you know, and I suffer things like baker's cyst. I hobble.
You should get a point. You should get a bonus point for your baker's cyst.
In fact, Amanda Keller, out of nowhere, did you notice that last night? She tried to say the word inclinator, is that it?
Yes, she did.
The chair climbing thing. Said, and then she went, oh, that Denise Scott had one of those last year.
What the hell?
What a bitch.
Dean's going to go first.
Yes, Dean is going to go first.
Is He's that just a, be, now? Are you separating your personal views of the man and his dancing? Or
no. It was not a car crash. It was not
and Ed
good.
Cavalier, no good. Ed Cavalier, stick to the gym.
No, are you just threatened by Ed?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, of course he
Very
is.
Much
he
so.
Was. He was. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he was really funny.
Really funny and really great dancer.
And good.
He's
and
just all
good looking.
Looked,
and he had good muscles.
Buffed. Yeah, God, he was buffed, Mick. Mate, so buffed.
We can.
Mick.
We can
he
only
wants to change the subject.
We can only spend so much time in the gym, and then it's you know.
What else is happening in your world at the moment, Denise?
Well, sorry, I was just... But so it's nothing's happening in mine, but in my son's world. And I gave birth to my son.
Yep,
so it's sort of my story. But he's in Nashville. He's a muso, independent, you know, muso, indie muso. And he and his girlfriend decided to put on a bushfire fundraiser, you know,
good on
in Nashville.
Wow. Yeah.
The Nashville musos came out in droves, you know, to help, support, blah, blah, blah. And they, Claire, there, my son's girlfriend, went to the local record store where they go and left flyers about the benefit on the counter. Yep. And she walks out not knowing that the man behind her, about to step up to the counter, was none other than Robert Plant.
Good Lord.
As in the Robert
the
Plant.
The greatest rock.
Oh, my God.
The greatest rock god in the history of rock.
In the history of rock.
No rooting in the back of the queue for Robert.
I'd like to hear his version.
But so Robert Plant goes up to the counter and sees this flyer and says, I'd like to go to this.
Oh.
Yes, he did. Would I lie about such a thing?
No, this is brilliant.
Yeah. And then but he said, I'm going to sound like a wanker, but I get harassed. I can't go to these kind of small.
Yeah. Sure.
I get harassed. So the guy behind the counter, Tyler, I know everyone in Nashville, guys.
Do you know the urbex? Yeah.
Tyler says,
I'm loving this story, by the way.
Tyler says, well, I know the people organizing it. They could get you in, the back
VIP.
Door. So next thing, my son, Jordan, gets an email from Robert Plant's people and says, can you meet him at the back door of the gig? At which point my son rings up and says, I've got news. Oh, I thought he was having a baby. Oh, but anyway, that's
disappointment.
Another story.
Well, it's not too disappointing.
It's Robert Plant's going to be. So George, he's like 35, my son.
Yes.
He's so overwhelmed and starstruck when this black car pulls up and that he calls him Mr. Plant.
That's cool.
And he's sort of bowing.
That's
brings
very
Mr.
respectful.
Plant in. Mr. Plant watched all the acts side stage at the Nashville Fair and then came on to draw the raffle.
Oh.
Jordy.
Yes.
Came on to draw the raffle. And it went so. And
would have gone nuts.
And the audience.
The crowd went bonkers.
Well, no, because they could. They as if they believed it was Robert Plant. So then the show was being hosted by Randy Feltface, who's a purple puppet operated by an Australian. So he just starts screaming at the audience. Mm. Come on, Nashville, get a lot of expletives. It's Robert Evan Plant. And so then everybody loses it. Robert draws the raffle. Wow. He's complimented everyone. He's had a drink with everyone. And then he gets in the car. He goes away. He hasn't paid a cent. And it's a bushfire benefit. I'm just leaving it on. Oh. He didn't. How usually when you go to a benefit.
Oh,
but maybe he just didn't think to do that because I'm going, he sounds like a good guy.
There'll be a big check.
There will be.
And he's in his 70s and all the young ladies were losing their minds.
Oh, my
still
God.
Hot.
Hope for us all.
Hot.
Yeah.
So that's my vicarious
that was a
celebrity
ripper.
Story.
I loved hearing that.
I like
that.
It a lot. Thank you for swinging
next
by.
Time your son will hopefully say that you're going to be a grandmother.
Let's
pray.
Leave that.
In honor of Robert, do you think we should
play this one? Yes.
Come on.
Led Zeppelin, Kennedy Malloy.
Let's go.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about the weather in this country.
It's bizarre. It's we're putting out fires and then next minute the dams are overflowing.
People overseas cannot believe what goes on in this country.
We're making world headlines. We can't make head nor tail of it, so we thought we'd get an expert on. He's a meteorologist from the Bureau of Meteorology, Dean Naramore. What the hell is going on, Dean?
Dean, hi.
Yeah, it's been absolutely crazy, hasn't it? G'day, all. How you doing?
We're
good,
doing
thanks.
Good, mate. Can you just give us a quick context? I mean, so the most recent story is 310 mils of rain falling in the Sydney area, which is what's that equate to?
Yeah, look, that's about 40 centimetres, so it's about, a foot and a... Well, they had 392, yeah, so what's that, almost 40 centimetres of rain in 2 days. Well, what's that, half the size of a cricket stump or something? or maybe the size of a footy.
There'll be no play today. And flights were cancelled in and out of Sydney. I know people who were stranded at the airport going, mate, they're not letting anyone in or out. So it's a big disruptor at the moment, the weather.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Yesterday, I think pretty much from Gosford, Newcastle, all the way down to Wollongong, he had anywhere between about 150 to 300 millimetres. I think our top fall yesterday was over 400 millimetres around the Robertson Pie Shop.
I saw trees being ripped out of the ground on Instagram.
Here's a tip. Don't stand under a big tree at the moment because these branches are falling like leaves.
Yeah, we had I think we had gusts up to 100 kilometres an hour through the Sydney Basin yesterday. So incredible winds, and we had reports of hundreds and hundreds of trees down. So, and that's been pretty much the case right along the coast. So, well, yeah, wild conditions.
Now, what's the good news about this weather?
Yeah, the good news is it kind of started in Queensland a few days ago, and for many areas that have had bushfires particularly, a lot of these fires are out, particularly from Wollongong North. So, you know, we saw all the fires up around southeast Queensland way back in August, September. Then they slowly moved all the way down the coast to be around New Year's Eve around Gippsland and obviously the south coast. The good news is pretty much all fires north of Wollongong are either out and it's just clean up now, and most of the fires in southeastern New South Wales are also mostly out. So we've only got those Victorian fires to go, and the good news is we've still got a week of showers and thunderstorms.
Isn't it fantastic that one severe weather factor has doused another severe
And you say the dams are full.
And the dams are full, is that right?
It's getting full?
Oh, filling. Much better. We've got a long way to go yet for those, but yeah, there's a lot of water going into that.
Just to recap, Dean, I shouldn't be windsurfing tomorrow off Bondi or anywhere around those areas.
You should have gone yesterday. Definitely
all right.
Not at all.
Mate, we all complain, but for you as down at the Bureau of Meteorology, is this exciting times? Just go to work every day going, whoa, what the hell?
So have much red.
Yeah, look, it's been incredible to go from one to the other, and it's been an insane summer to go from the record heat. I think Penrith was almost 50 degrees early January, and then they had 100 millimetres yesterday.
Oh, my God.
In your memory, down the Bureau, is this the wildest year you can remember?
For New South Wales, yes. For the country, last year Queensland was out of control. Now it seems this summer it's actually New South Wales turn.
All right. There's nothing on the horizon coming, because I did see the word a bit of a cyclone might be coming up.
Yeah, that would just hit the trifecta, wouldn't it?
All right.
Yeah, look, there's currently a Category 2 cyclone out near Vanuatu.
Great.
That's heading south, and it's likely to stay offshore, but it will probably mean large seas and swell later this week.
What's it called?
Yeah, UC.
That is the worst name for a cyclone.
It is. It's very
poor. What happened to Barry?
What could be Cyclone Mick?
Why can't we have Cyclone Dean?
Yeah, Cyclone Dean. Isn't that where it's named after?
I'd love that. I'll try to get my name off you, but PG's looking after it at the moment.
Good on you, Dean.
All right, mate.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Very informative.
Yep.
There it is. Ground zero.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Makita's range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless powered garden range.
Well done, Makita. On a Monday, I always look back and go, wow.
What a weekend.
How much fun would the people around this country had with
true.
A Makita
and
out?
Even with the crazy weather, is
you need your turbo blower.
I'll say. Your wheelbarrow.
And your hedge trimmer.
You need everything.
I played on golf on the weekend.
It's
the best privately owned golf course in Australia.
So we're here.
Aren't you lucky?
It's there, and it's there, and they've got a ground staff of about 80. And I went down there and I said, hey, guys.
Did you?
Tip.
Give them the Makita tip?
Makita.
Oh.
Makita.
The groundskeepers.
And they go,
did you give the secret nod?
Mate, I said, I can load you up.
Really?
I know the guys at Makita.
Mm. You know where
we'll
to put
get you down here, and this thing will be manicured within an inch of its life.
So they probably had leads, you know, with a cord.
I go, what are you doing, you idiots?
Come on.
What is this, the 50s?
Come on. Because.
This cord, I see. Yeah. What does that do?
Well, they don't have cords.
That's old school. That's so 2019 cords.
Totally. And it is over 150 years of Japanese and German engineering experience. Just
combine
to let
those
you know.
Two. Just think about that for a time being. That's their strong suit.
They're really brainy. Both those countries are brainy.
Both those countries are half a lap ahead of us
when it comes to
this type of technology. Put the two together and you basically have something that shouldn't be available till 2030.
Oh, I agree.
That's how far into the future.
Now, everyone listening you're listening to us, and we're being serious. Head to makita.com.au. Check it out. It's a really good website, too.
You're an idiot if you don't.
And you can find out where you can get one, and you're not a fair income trader if you don't have Makita.
Or otherwise, you just don't care about
the
outdoors.
No, that's right.
If you don't love the outdoors. Yeah. You don't love
And we won't speak to you ever again.
You hate nature.
And you don't do it. We got a song? Got a Makita song?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, take a listen.
Makita! Makita! Well done, Makita. All rise.
I'm not sure I approve of that.
That
version.
Could be the national anthem. We've got a caller on the line. Danny's on the line. Danny, what do you want to offer?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. What's happening?
I just rang up with a suggestion for the lyrics, but I think he should actually read out passages of 50 Shades of Grey instead.
Oh, the song whisperer?
The song?
Yes.
Do you like his tone?
He's got an amazing voice.
What about mine? Do you like mine?
No, clearly, oh, yeah. Danny hasn't rung up about you.
Hello, Danny.
That's a bit creepy.
How are you?
Hang on, the song whisperer's here. Song whisperer, would you partake in this challenge?
You got a passage? Sure, why not?
I'll get a copy of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, well, grab it off Jane's bedside table. That's what I would do.
I'll bring it in. I'll buy a copy tomorrow.
Do you want us to send us a picture of Jay? He's a pretty good package.
I thought you were about to say, Danny, do you want to send us a picture of yourself?
Okay. Look at him. He's a big strapping lad.
He is. You'd like him, but he's taken, Danny.
He does get off like a firecracker in the sack.
Hey, Jason Alexander is going to join us in this very studio
tomorrow.
George Costanza will be here. It'll be huge Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy. See you then.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.